church. It's confusion. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Apostle Paul spoke about how this. He even said in the church, if you are speaking in tongue during service like this, if there is no interpretation, he said, keep quiet and speak it to yourself.
So another question is,
so it's wrong. He said, if Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 14, somewhere he said, if everybody speaks in tongue and a stranger, an unbeliever, comes in there, a stranger come to join you people, and see everybody, he said, won't they think you are barbarians? That was the word he used.
Sir, somebody that did not receive Holy Ghost, is it possible for him or her to speak in tongues?
To speak in tongues?
Yes.
No, you have to receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be able to speak in tongues or operate any spiritual gift at all.
Okay, sir.
So God bless you. The idea of people standing, everybody begin to speak, to them, that is the meaning of praying in the spirit. Everybody pray in the spirit. That's not the meaning of praying in the spirit. So it's wrong. It's confusion. And if there's anybody speaking in a tongue that your pastor taught you, you better stop it and go and get the original tongue. Yes?
Praise the Lord. Sir, I want to thank God for the grace of God upon your life and clarity.
Thank you very much.
And something has been bothering me, although it's not the question.
You know, you are supposed to see me today.
Yes, sir.
But you told to see me.
Yes, I
thank
came.
You. Don't forget, I will still see you before I go.
So, in my former ministry, a woman was a pastor. There is something that they believe, that she believed as a vision, that they are sent to wipe out the mark of the beast.
That
they are sent or called to wipe out.
She is called.
Yeah, the ministry to wipe out the mark of the beast. Now, you know why I want to share this? Because sometimes we sit in the congregation and see when the message is going on. And people, like you say, some hard words that people are just hearing for the first time, contradicting what they hear from their churches.
Yes.
Now, here's where you were teaching about the Holy Ghost yesterday. There is something that anytime you are teaching, I used to shout Rema when something drops. So, yesterday, this thing that has been bothering me, when we're teaching about the Holy Ghost, that you can receive the Holy Ghost anywhere in the body, just like you have said there now.
Yes.
But without the Holy Ghost, you cannot go to heaven. That is true. But as we were saying, a lot of things that God showed, but one thing that he dropped, he said to me, because that thing I've been bothering him, say, this is the place that you receive the anointing that wipe away the mark of the beast through raw message, the truth.
That's right.
And that is why, when people were saying they received this yesterday, the gift of the Holy Ghost, this and that, I didn't want to come, but why I came out is the Spirit was pushing me to share this, because some people think maybe by what you said yesterday, that wherever they are, they can receive it. But they should know too that if you receive the Holy Ghost and you did not receive the present truth that you are hearing in the place you have the opportunity to come, there's no how that you reject the truth, that you'll be at peace and it can go the way it's written of you.
It's true.
And that is why I said I thank God for that revelation that came yesterday. That's
God what bless I want to you. Share. Thank you very much. You know, I have seen people who say that God has raised them, a man of God, to this generation. And that is why he has all those titles. Prophet, doctor, professor. And a woman is saying that God raised her to wipe away the mark of the beast. Does she know what the mark of the beast is? You have to know what the mark of the beast is. If you know what the mark of the beast is, then you will have known that that woman was a clown. Because the only thing that will wipe away the mark of the beast is the knowledge of the truth. And to wipe away the mark of the beast is to receive the Holy Ghost. Because The Holy Ghost is the mark of Christ upon you. The Bible calls it a seal of God. Like those 144,000 is the Holy Ghost they received. It was a seal on their forehead. That is the mark for Christ. And the beast too has his own mark. 666. So if you're going to wipe the mark of the beast from people, it means in your ministry, you're going to be giving them Holy Ghost and lead them to all truth. And then she herself is a product of the beast system. That she's a woman preaching is an antichrist spirit that brought about that. So she is there. Can you imagine somebody walking for the beast and saying she's wiping away the mark of the beast? Let me hear you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Pastor, there's somebody that has been attending this church every this program, Baptism of the Holy Ghost, every year, twice. And the person keep on coming. Very, very serious because want to receive the Holy Ghost. But each time, every year passes, she doesn't receive the Holy Ghost. So one day, there's a sister that she's been trying to invite to the church
yes.
to come for the activity. So the sister has, she's been refusing the
invitation.
So one day, she convinced the sister to come. And the sister came. So when the sister came that day, that was the last day for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the sister that came received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why the sister that invited her did not receive? So my question is that, did the sister that invited her, did she do anything wrong? Or
praise the Lord. There's appointed time for everybody. And also, watch it. How do you know you have received? Before you know whether you have received or not. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anyway, there is appointed time for everybody. And it's God that does it. Some will receive now. Some will receive later. Some receive and don't even know they have received. They are still taking their mind to something else, like Igwe, who has received the Holy Ghost, but for one reason he says he has not received the Holy Ghost yet. You see? Praise the Lord. So you have to be very careful.
Okay, sir. My second question is that out of the whole activities they used to hold in church, why is, Pastor, I'm sorry for this question, why is it that is especially during the preaching time, that's when people sleep most? Why?
Yes. That's a very intelligent question. Let everybody stand up so that you hear the answer. Can we stand up, please? Stand up. There's an important question that has been asked. We have just about 20 minutes more to leave this place. Some people are still sitting down. Wake them now. They are sleeping. Wake them. Be your neighbor's keeper. Praise the Lord. Church, praise the Lord. Sisters, only sisters, praise the Lord. Again, sisters, praise the Lord. Okay, let me know where the problem is. Brothers, praise the Lord. Sisters, praise the Lord. My sister asked a question. She's still with microphone. Don't sit down. Don't sit down, please. Please, we have only 20 minutes to leave here now. Please. She said, when all other activities are going on, like prophecy, like testimony, like things like that, he said, everybody is awake. But as soon as sermon starts, people will start to sleep off. She's saying, why? Amen. Why does it happen like that? Among several other reasons that I have gotten to know is, number one, it is the devil coming to make sure they don't receive anything from the word. The most powerful time of every service is the preaching of the word. Because the Bible says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So if the devil can do anything so that you will not hear the truth, you will not know the truth, you will never be free. So that's the period he does everything to make sure you sleep, so you will not know the truth, that you remain perpetually in bondage. Secondly, the Bible says, without faith, no man can please God. And how do you receive faith? Faith cometh by. And so when the devil wants to keep you faithless, he makes sure, he puts you in a condition that you will not hear the word. So it is an action of the devil. And thirdly, some people are not interested in knowing God. So their purpose for coming to church is not to hear the word, because the purpose that brings you to church determines what you do when you are in the church. There are people that as they close now, they are going to book for this the message that was preached. Yesterday's message now, they are disturbing them. How many? They buy, they pack, they send to their relatives, they send because they know the importance of that. But there are some here. Anything? No. We have been sent our newsletter full of a lot of information about the word. It's been going around here. No. Nobody will buy. But had it been, it is prayer request form. We say, to put your prayer request, take it, prayer request form, 100 naira, prayer request, write your prayer request, they would give it to a prophet, write it. Everybody will buy. Some will buy five. It's true. But once they look at it, take and go. How many of you play tapes in your houses to hear the word? See? My family is here, they know. I get earphone. I have William Branham's sermons DVD. That I have for all his messages. Anytime and I want to relax, I go to the room, close the door, put my earphone, play the thing, and then I'm there hearing. Because I know I will know the truth, and the truth shall make me free. And I can only have faith. You are asking me, how do you get to know? How did you know? In my former church, anywhere I go at all, once it is the word time, don't even talk around me, because I don't want to miss anything that will be spoken. But here now, somebody will see that. Even when coordinator touched them, wake up, you say, leave me home. You see? So that's the reason. God will deliver you from that demon in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you're with me, shout hallelujah, everybody. Even now, some people will receive before we go. It doesn't take him 1 minute to give. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Wave your hands up to the left, to the right. To the left, to the right. Wave it everywhere. To the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost. Wave it now. I didn't say you should wave. Wave it above your head. Above. Above. Simple instruction. Above. Above. On top of your head. Thank you. Somebody shout Holy Ghost. Shout it again. Shout it again. Shout it again. Place that hand on your chest. I was trying to explain something about the administration of the Holy Ghost. I didn't go to that scripture. I was trying to read and explain something in John chapter 1. This is how the Holy Ghost has led us tonight. There is the administration of the Holy Ghost. The administration of the Holy Ghost is the way he will give you the Holy Ghost. The way he, God, ministers it. Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 said, different administrations, but the same spirit. Because the way you receive, somebody say he saw, it came like fire. Another person will see like light that shine on him. Another person will see as if one hand tapped him. Another person in various ways. So another will say as if cold, they catch up. But it's the same spirit. It's a different operation, different manifestations. The manifestation there is something that happens to you that lets you know there is something inside of me. He manifests. And including in administration, when he's giving it to you, or let me say even manifestation, I mean, when he's manifesting, that he's released something upon you, you can fall. Like the young man said, or the two of them said, something carried him and flinged him up. Another one, all your bones will leave you. You will just crash like the New York Tower, the way they came down. As if no bone in your body again. And some, you see your body will shake. Some will shout. Some will dance. Some will feel abused as if they want to vomit. You feel fire all over you like that, some. Some will move as if they are drunk. They don't drink, pushing everybody around as if they are drunk, uncontrollably. They are all manifestations of the Spirit. So the way you begin to feel, you don't be afraid. Say, what is happening? It's the Holy Ghost. And so you will just begin to speak in tongues straight. Praise God. Praise God. Fill my cup, Lord. Everybody. sleep to come here to dance. We came here in response to the call to come and make your calling and election sure. We came to receive eternal life. Search your people again, Lord, because I am sure there is somebody here you have decided today is his day. Today is her day. Be on your feet. Even if you don't want Holy Ghost, stand up for now. Lord, see the heart of your people. Some of them are hungry for it. They have made so much sacrifice to follow the Lord Jesus. How will it be at the end they don't make the rapture? Lord, you have explained to us now, granted us understanding that the ticket to the rapture is the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost. Father, we don't just ask for an anointing. We ask for the life. We ask for the life. We ask for the indwelling spirit that power to live a life of righteousness. Lord, even now he's here. That is determined to receive even now, and that person is here, and that person can say amen to my pronouncement when I will say receive the Holy Ghost. Father, if that person says amen, Lord, honor that person's faith. Father, honor that person's faith. Remove all hindrances, oh God. We have seen your reality. You have blessed us tonight. Father, but this is why we came here tonight. Somebody, Father Lord, needs revival. That experience, they have lost it. They want to have back fellowship with the Holy Ghost again. They want to revive fire again, Lord. Somebody needs a restoration, Father. Oh, just one touch. A touch that will cause transformation. A touch that will revive somebody's prayer life, Christian life generally. Fast, I cannot fast. Pray, I cannot pray. Yet, I say I'm a Christian. To read the Bible, if I carry newspaper, I can read it for 2 hours. But if I carry Bible under 5 minutes, I go read one line 10 times.